Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habibullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We thank Allah Azza wa Jal for another beautiful and wonderful day, dear viewers. I intended to commence today's program, inshallah, in the company of our respected Mulana Abdul Qadir Qadiri Mu'ini Attari Sallamahu al-Bari, with this beautiful world recited Mu'asab, world renowned Qasida, composed by none other than Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Sharifuddin Busiri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. This would be better for us to commence and start with this beautiful Qasida, which is recited throughout the globe, dear viewers, inshallah. You could also partake in this beautiful recitation and earn thawab in abundance. Milke partim.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammadu sayyidu kawnaini wa thaqalaini. Muhammadu sayyidu kawnaini wa thaqalaini wal fari qaini min urbi wa min ajami. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi. Subh taiba mein hui bat ta hai bada noor ka, sadqa lene noor ka aaya hai tara noor ka. Teri nasle paak mein hai bacha bacha noor ka. Tu hai ne noor tera sab gharana noor ka. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi. Ya Rabbi bil Mustafa balligh maqasidana. Ya Rabbi bil Mustafa balligh maqasidana. Waghfir lana ma madha ya wasi'al karami. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah. Welcome to all those who have just joined us. You are watching The Early Echo, and we have just completed reciting a few ash'ar and couplets of this famous qasida, Qasida Burda Sharif, MashaAllah. Keep reciting this qasida for SubhanAllah. There are many, many blessings within it, dear viewers. Mu'asab, Alhamdulillah. Should we move towards our first segment, Mu'asab? And the segment is, of course, Did You Know? Let's have a look and see as to what is the question for this morning, dear viewers, and here we go to our segment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. On which day did Allah Almighty create jinnat? Yani jinns, dear viewers. On which day did Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create the jinns? Of course, they are also the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He Azza wa Jalla has even stated in the Holy Quran Pak that He Azza wa Jalla has created jinns and humans only for His worship. So, of course, we learn from the Quran Pak the jinns are also a makhluk and creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They do exist. And dear viewers of Madani channel, we want to know as to what day was it when Allah Azza wa Jalla had created them. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. One of the ways that we could train ourselves mentally, physically and spiritually is to understand and explore fasting itself. What is intermittent fasting? What are the benefits of these types of fast, dear viewers of Madani channel? So inshallah Azza wa Jal, there are many health and spiritual benefits to fasting itself, Mahasab. No one can ever deny this fact, Mahasab. Science and, you know, there are scientific facts and benefits about fasting itself. It could help reduce from a physical point of view, it could help to reduce excess body weight, improve glucose levels, enhance insulin sensitivity, and reduce the risk of chronic diseases, dear viewers. Most importantly, there are so many underlying issues and matters out there that people are suffering from. Intermittent fasting could actually reduce the risk of chronic diseases, as the medical experts have also explained. So inshallah, as we're going to go along with regards to what the medical experts have said with regards to intermittent fasting, how should one keep this fast? And let's move towards our respected Maulana Sahib, mashallah, who every morning comes on Madani channel and blesses us with those amazing Madani pearls and mashallah, excellent, I would say, pearls of wisdom, which we learn from the pious predecessors, and those statements, which are very important for us to remember, as well as to remind ourselves, so that we could always be in the state of sacrifice. We can always be in that condition that we are willing to sacrifice and oppose our nafs and do that which will keep our mental state healthy as well as our spiritual state, dear viewers, inshallah. So once the first question comes to mind, as we are talking about the benefits of intermittent fasting, Mwasab, can you please kindly define this?
Alhamdulillah, this is a burning question, actually, and it's been like a global trend nowadays, right, to have intermittent fasting and to incorporate it into our lives, inshallah, azza wa jal. For people do it for improving their health, usually, the people who are not Muslim. But alhamdulillah, we as Muslims, we have been doing it for ages, and alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this gift. And as the pious predecessors, they have said that kam khurdan wa kam khuftan wa kam guftan adate neka hast, meaning to eat less, to sleep less, and to talk less is the habit of the pious predecessors.
Kya baat hai, subhanallah.
And when it comes to the habits of pious predecessors, the master of all the pious, subhanallah, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would observe intermittent fasting in various ways, be it ayyam bid, meaning the 13th, 14th and 15th of every month. Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she narrates that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, amongst other things that he would always do, one of the things were keeping the three fasts every month, subhanallah. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, he said that whether the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was traveling or he was at home, he always kept these three fasts every month, subhanallah. So this is one way of doing it. And then there are other hadiths where it is proven that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast on different days. Like for example, Monday he would fast, because he said that I fast on this day because this is the day I was born, subhanallah. And he would fast on Mondays and he would fast on Thursdays, subhanallah. And sometimes he would fast on Fridays. So, and the various other days of the week, from time to time, he would fast like that. He would fast excessively in the month of Sha'ban. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, she says that he would fast the whole month. And most of the month in some narrations. So alhamdulillah, this is how excessively he would fast as the Ramadan is getting closer, subhanallah.
And this encourages us, and this should motivate us, as you mentioned, Mahasab, that the pious predecessors have always practiced this beautiful amal and action. And this is the sunnah of Mustafa Jani Rahman sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what I'm learning, Mahasab, and what we understand is that It is a popular health fitness trend, Mohsab, throughout the globe, which has been happening from many, many centuries. Pious predecessors used to practice this. But look at the beauty of Islam, Mohsab, that in the 21st century and for many decades and centuries, researchers have found those benefits in intermittent fasting. Though, subhanallah, Islam has introduced this over 1400 years back, Mohsab.
Subhanallah.
Aaj uske fawaid duniya ko nazar aa rahe hain. Aaj ke dor mein iske ye benefits hai to ye benefits hai to wo benefits hai karne se ye hota hai wo hota hai do subhanallah Islam has brought this forward and Islam has introduced this through the actions of the pious predecessors Mohsab and today when we know about those benefits yet we still hide away from this Mohsab alhamdulillah it is an eating pattern that cycles the period of fasting and eating. It doesn't mean that a person should, of course, starve himself for longer hours. Can Mohsab explain this? Maybe sometimes doctors have advised some patients to have this type of fasting.
When we are in the habit of eating and consuming all the time and our mouths are filled with some goodies, once in a while, and we can't go like 5 to 10 minutes. Some people, they have the habit of snacking as well. So there's breakfast, lunch and supper, and there are 10 snacks in between each meal, right? So this is how people have become habituals. And some people have even come to the point of taking pride in it, that we love food, we are foodies, there's some people, they pride themselves in being foodies. But this is not Islamic, this is pop culture. That is, now we are living in the time of food culture, where food is glorified, the more novelties you can add to it, the more flair you can add to it, the more you can eat, there's competitions are happening nowadays as to how much you can stuff yourself, which is discouraged in the deen of Islam. It is against the sunnah to fill our bellies more than what is required. Allahumma Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us tawfiq to adopt moderation and the ways and the sunnah ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the pious predecessors. Intermittent fasting, Mohsab. It's actually a trend, as we have just discussed it. And it's not a very, it hasn't been introduced for a very long time. Meaning, alhamdulillah, in Islam, we know as proper fasting. Nafl fasts and so on. Those are the intermittent fasts by definition. And we have been practicing it for ages. But in the Western world, in the modern world, in the modern sense, it has been introduced in the medical field for about, it's just been trending for 5 decades, about 5 decades.
Right.
And it in Islam, it has been trending for ages.
Subhanallah.
So the beauty of Islam is highlighted by other sources as well, because this is the deen of Allah subhanallah. This is the sharia of Rasulullah, sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The world sees the benefits, but they come to realize too late. Alhamdulillah, we have been an advanced civilization. We have given the world many things. One of those things is intermittent fasting. The science has benefited through, alhamdulillah, the Muslim scientists that were there. And there were times when even the European scholars and ulama would turn to Islamic centers of learning such as Baghdad, Shiraz, and when, alhamdulillah, Andalusia, when Qurtuba became the center for learning in the European, as a European-centric Islamic caliphate that was there, alhamdulillah. That became the center of learning. People would come from the rest of the Europe to come and learn from Muslim scientists, alhamdulillah. So the world has taken a lot from Islam, has learned a lot from Islam, and they are still learning, alhamdulillah. So Islam is very generous, alhamdulillah. It shows us the way of life, the proper way of life. Mashallah. And intermittent fasting is one of the ways that people are only coming to realize now. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas we take it for granted. It is a message for our dear viewers. Please don't take it for granted, because the intermittent fasting has been there for our benefit. Only when the doctors come and tell you, then you take heed. Oh, okay, this is the benefit of it. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has been telling you the benefits of it.
Kya baat hai?
You know, From those ages,
subhanallah.
And we have been heedless of it. Only when a scientist comes and tell you, a physicist or a physician comes and tell you, a neurosurgeon comes and tell you that these are the physical benefits. These are the benefits to your body and your brain, subhanallah. And you know, we keep filling our bellies with food and stuff. And there are, alhamdulillah, diets now. Usually in the diets, what happens? They tell you to eat certain foods.
Right.
And to abstain from certain foods. But intermittent fasting is also part of a diet. Where instead of telling you what to eat, it is prescribed when to eat and when not to eat. So it's the matter of when. It's not the matter of what. Of course, it must be healthy. So it's the matter of when, subhanallah. And there have been periods that have been prescribed medically, up to 16 hours or 12 to 16 hours. Alhamdulillah, Islamic fasts are from 12 to 13 hours. Usually our fasts go. So alhamdulillah. So this is the time period that we, alhamdulillah.
So what we are also noticed, Mohsab, that all the fasts in Islam is rather, it's all about being completely hungry than just having a non-veg fast. Or a veggie fast, that you know what, we will eat gosht, but we will not eat sabziyan. We will eat sabziyan, but we will not eat gosht. Islam has focused on when it comes to fasting, Mohsab, you keep yourself starving for those hours. Yani you give yourself a break from food for those hours, and the benefits are seen. I mean, what can Mohsab say about this, for example? This is so common in society, and it's common amongst people, Mohsab, that you would say, right, I want to keep myself healthy, right? And we say, I'm going to commence with this intermittent fasting. And a person then, he has his sahri in the morning, mashallah. And then closer to the end of the day, when it's time for him to open his iftar and to open his fast, he will commence with a double cheeseburger and a zero coke. For example, cold drink. That is, for example, a fuzzy drink. We call that fuzzy drinks, right? Any drink, koi bhi aisa mashroobat mein aap le le, jiske andar wo chemicals hoti hain jo jism ko khatam kar deti hain, Mohsab. So those chemicals are very dangerous. Any fuzzy drink. So, ab Mohsab, he has a double cheese items or a sandwich or whatever it may be. You know, they have different names, and some are called the Dega ones, Mohsab. You know, they are so huge that you need like three mouths to open to even bite and snack on that, Mohsab. So that they call sometimes snacks, but it's a full meal with chips and all of that. Moving on, that to do with potatoes and some other sabzis and some other food item, Mohsab, which makes a person more unhealthy. So he fasted, Mohsab, and then he opens his iftar with something like that. Can Mohsab advise, inshallah, how can this...
Definitely, Mohsab. As you just mentioned cheese. Now, people are very biased when it comes to certain food ingredients and the food types. For example, they wouldn't look at the reality of the things, you know, like, okay, first thing first, there are nutrients, you know, that are written. Governments have put this rule forward, the health organizations, that, you know, on every bottle that you sell, you have to specify what kind of ingredients are there.
Right.
You know, there's so much of sugar.
And the properties that it has, of course, that will cause some sort of difference to the body.
And the cheese, it will be written on this, it will be written on that, it will be written. Now, cheese, Mohsab, there are some people who, if you fry something and give them, they'll be so, oh, no, I don't like fried food. You know, it's so unhealthy, you know. You're giving me oil to eat. Allah, although it is fried, the oil is just on the surface of it, but the rest of it is the proper material, whatever you're eating. On the other hand, the same people will pride themselves in eating thick
processed food,
thick cheese, layers of cheese, and to them it would be fine. Whereas it is a proven fact that cheese is half oil and half milk. So if you are eating 100 grams cheese, you are drinking 50 grams of oil, pure oil.
Allahu Akbar.
And that doesn't sink in their head that, you know, I'm eating oil, actual oil.
So the consumption is still unhealthy, Mohsab. Whether it is fried foods or whether it is processed foods, Mohsab. And all processed food. Now, the point that we're making is that the intermittent fasting was there to put your blood circulation, the kidney function, the toxins within the body, for it to drive out of the body, most of one's health conditions to normalize and to get better. But if a person does the intermittent fasting but he can't control his foods, his meals, that when he does eat Mohasab, wo is tarah ke khana khaye, so once again we're back to square one.
Even the soft drink Mohasab has mentioned, you know, it actually damages the layers,
Allah,
the inner layers.
So any fuzzy drink Mohasab,
and it bloats you. And some people who are maybe who have bloatedness, you know, and they drink that, okay, for momentarily they will feel ease, you know, okay, there's gas building up, then they let out unusual burp, which is not very encouraged, you know. And the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't like when people burped, you know, and he told them, you know, you ate so much that you need to burp, you know. So this is frowned upon in Islam as well, as it is in our modern society. So these are not the things that one should consume. You know, some people nowadays have realize the dangers of these fizzy drinks and the soft drinks that are out there.
But most of the thing in society is that we need the cold drinks to push it down, they say. We need something gassy to push it down, Mohasab. And especially in South Africa, you know, it's a common thing, Mohasab, when such meals are eaten with rice and so on and so forth. I wouldn't use names, but it's quite common. Anything that has a lot of masala, jise kehte hai na yahan pe. So brothers look forward to have something which could have gas to push that down. And as time goes, we don't realize little by little that we consume, that goes down into our stomach, and then we become what we eat. Jiha. See, after the age of 40, Mohasab, there are so many youngsters out there who suffer from chronic diseases, Mohasab. Can you believe someone in his early 30s can suffer from, leave alone 30s, Mohasab, we have seen people in their 20s suffering from insulin issues and matters, diabetes and so on and so forth.
Gallstone, kidney stone is also one of the this fizzy drinks.
So yes, as Mohasab mentioned, that having, you know, stones in the kidneys and gallstones and all these bladder matters and issues are all related to what we eat. Hum jo khana khate hain. What goes down our throat is very, very, very important, dear viewers. Roze ke kuch baqi lete Mohasab. You know, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naim rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would fast on Mondays and Thursdays, Mohasab. Very commonly, we all know, as Mohasab mentioned, when asked about the reason for this, he sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam said, in these 2 days, Allah azza wa jalla forgives every Muslim except for two people, Mohasab. Then the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are those two different types of people? Then the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Almighty Allah forgives every Muslim except two who have cut ties with each another. Those two people who are not in talking terms with each another, he says to the angels regarding them, leave them until they reconcile, Mu'asas. So these narrations can be found, dear viewers of Madani channel. Comments upon this, these 2 days are of great esteem, dear viewers of Madani channel, that we are, you know, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, receiving every Mondays and Thursdays. These two Mubarak days come to us every week. It's up to us whether we want to fast on these days or we don't want to fast on these days. If we start fasting on these days, regarding it, the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be rewarded for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla. Yani, aap ibadat ki niyat se jab karenge, to sawab bhi milega, aur ke saath hi saath health ka to benefit hai hai, Mohasab. The health is either way going to come right. But your niyat, your intention should be for the pleasure and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even if you had any niyat that, you know, I have got this body illness or problem, Mohasab, angina, heart matters, fatty problems, cholesterol issues and matters, insulin matters, Allah, you're on insulin, taking injections for your sugar and for your glucose to drop or for it to be normalized, whatever the case may be, bas roza rakhein, roze mein dekhein ki kitni barkatein hain, Allahu Akbar. Can Mohasab say some beautiful words about the diet of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
The diet of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alhamdulillah, it is beautifully encapsulated within the poetry version of Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatumul Ali, as he beautifully says, inshallah, Mohasab, if you can please recite with me.
Ji, ji.
Kabhi jau ki moti roti, to kabhi khajur paani. Kabhi jau ki moti roti, to kabhi khajur paani. Tera aisa sada khana, tera aisa sada khana. Madani Madine wale,
مدنی مدینے والے مدنی مدینے والے.
سبحان اللہ. Explain that شیر مواصل.
سبحان اللہ. At times the beloved Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم would take the thick bread made of barley.
Ish.
And at times he would only be content with some dates and water.
Allah,
subhanallah. And this is how simple was the food of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was his diet.
Allah. So Allah Hazrat is sending millions of peace and blessings upon the diet of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also in his famous salam, Mustafa jane rahmatillahi salam. So Mohasab, this is the diet you're saying, thick barley bread, Mohasab. Can we eat something like that, Mohasab?
Of course, this is, if we can, yes. It is very much encouraged. Even Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, of course, he grew up with the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they would stay together and he would observe the days and nights of the beloved Nabi. And although he was known as the Lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shere-Khuda, but when it came to his humility, he would try to bite the dry bread and he would suffer to bite it. You know, thick, dry bread. And people would, somebody Allah, would look Allah, at him Allah. And ask him, you know, but you are the Lion of Allah, you can't bite the bread. He said, no, that's the power of Allah. That's the power. This is the power of Ali. Subhanallah. So he also would practice this beautiful sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to eat dry bread. And at the occasion of Shaybi Abi Talib, the hunger period that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family members would go through, that's also unimaginable. If we were to put on that sort of trial, we would cease to exist. You know?
Allah, but it's true, Mohsab. I mean, look at, isi ko kehte na ki why he is our role model is because the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has not done what he has done out of compulsion, Mohsab.
Yeah.
It is his ikhtiyar. Yani kul jahan milk aur jo ki roti ghiza, Mohsab.
Subhanallah.
Kul jahan milk. Yani this entire universe is the property of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Halaki his diet is just dry barley bread, as Mohsab mentioned. Kul jahan milk aur jo ki roti ghiza. Mohsab, jo here is referred to wheat itself, Mohsab. Jo ki roti. And jo is also known to be a very healthy diet in this day and age as well, mashallah. People look forward to eating this roti. It's very, very nice with foods and meals as well. But only that being your diet, Mohsab, yani there's no salan, there's no gravy at times, there's no meat. There are some people who can't have dry bread. They have to have butter or some sort of murabba, jise hum kehte hain in Urdu mein or Gujarati mein bhi, mashallah, azawajal. A lot of different names. We want something sweet, we want something buttery, we want something slippery and slimy, something to be good upon that bread or that roti that we have so that could go down our throats, Mohsab. But we have seen the pious predecessors like Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz often carrying dry bread in his bag and dipping it in water, Mohsab, and eating it. Will be stale dry bread. Have you not heard about Ibrahim Kanduzi rahmatullahi ta'ala who gave that lukma to Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz? What was it? Oil cake that was from his bag, Mohsab. They never move with fresh foods everywhere. As we travel, we want fresh taza food. If the food is few hours late, sometimes we don't even eat that. Us khane ko pheka jata hai aur usko disrespect kiya jata hai, Mohsab. But this is the adab of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his respect for the food and his message to the Muslims and to the world at large, that we all have stomachs, we all have to keep ourselves sustained to live on this planet. But this stomach makes a lot of people steal. It's the same stomach that makes a lot of people cheat. It is for this stomach that a lot of people lie to each another, deceit each another. It is for this stomach we will eat anything as long as it fills the stomach. That is why the beloved Nabi says, nothing can fill the belly of Adam except for sand, Mohsab. Because this never ever is satisfied. But look at the content stomach of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ki kul jahan milk aur jo ki roti ghiza us shikam ki qanaat pe lakh wa salam. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, may millions of salams and peace be upon the content stomach of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that ours never is content, no matter how much we eat and what we eat. But the stomach of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so content even with just khajur and water at times.
Allah,
and sometimes without anything for several days. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast, Mohsab, every Mondays, Tuesdays, sometimes on different other days as well. As Mohsab mentioned, the days of fast that we should be fasting. So So, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, this is motivation for the viewers out there. We all should make niyat, inshallah. Let's start from maybe Friday Mosab. Thursdays and Fridays are a very good day. And what can a person do for that Friday Mosab? How can the sahari be? What are positive things to eat in the morning? Some people believe that you have to stuff yourself with good sahari so that you don't feel hungry the entire day. Yani isna khaye sahari mein ki din bhar bhook na lage. Par iftar mein aap aisa khaye taaki phir the person can rest properly and just sleep and be free from any sort of other, you know, worships. That person can, he will deprive himself. This is what happens, Mohsab. Can you please explain that aspect?
So, sahri is sunnah, alhamdulillah, and it is encouraged to have sahri. And sahri should be light. It must never be a heavy meal. Because if we stuff ourselves, what is the purpose of fasting itself, right? One of the purposes of fasting is that, you know, our intestines can get a rest, you know. And as much as we are doing it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we don't feel the hunger, then we don't get the joy out of that fast.
Mm. Subhanallah. So this is the point, Mohsab, that you need to feel hunger.
Yes.
So people, they don't want to be hungry, Mohsab. This is why they eat that extra food.
They are fasting without having the intention of fasting, in a way.
Acha.
Because they want to fast, but they don't want to feel the hunger.
Exactly. Right. So this is the point, Mohsab.
Yeah. So it doesn't work like that. We are fasting for the purpose that we can feel the hunger and still be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. In fact, we have read narration of many other akabirin and pious predecessors, sahaba, who would say that, I love to fast in scorching hot days, Mohsab. So they desire to feel the fast, whereas it's the opposite case of us followers, that yet we say we follow their footsteps, but in terms of action and niyats, we are different, Mohsab. May Allah Azza wa Jalla shower mercy upon us so that we understand these matters, dear viewers of Madani Channel. In fact, for those who are hard laborers, aap jahan mehnat karte hain, ab kuch kaam aise hote hain jo bahut khatarnak bhi kaam hote hain ya mehnat wale kaam hote hain. اور وہ بھی روزے کی حالت میں اسلامی بھائی کام کرتے ہیں گرمیاں بھی ہوتی ہیں یہ یاد رکھیں کہ the beloved نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has stated the عبادت that has more hardships in it will earn you more ثواب and reward, dear viewers. Any worship that comes with difficulties and hardships. So why are we trying to simplify that عبادت which will earn us more reward if only we went through some sort of difficulty within that عبادت مواصل. So the more severe and the more hard you feel in any worship, the more you will be rewarded. Start training your children from now, dear viewers. All those who are watching this video, mashallah, watching this program for this morning, if your children say that, you know, I want to practice fasting, mashallah, and making sure, of course, in the light of Sharia in Islam, without oppressing them and putting them through something which is going to force them to do that. With their consent and with their training, inshallah, you start from little hours at a time, Mohsab, and you increase the hours, and you increase the hours till you make them fast for the entire day. And this will motivate them, inshallah, to then fast. So, inshallah, Mohsab, we have come now to the end of the program. Till inshallah, ab sawalat ki janib jate hain. اور دیکھتے ہیں کہ ناظرین نے کیا جواب عطا کیا ہے. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Yeah, let's take in the first caller, please.
I think the answer is on Friday. Jazakum Allah khair.
This is Nizan Musa from Durban, South Africa, Sofinagar. The answer to your questions is on Friday. Jazakallah so much.
My name is Sajid Ramadan from Durban. The answer is Friday.
My answer is on Monday. Please correct me. Jazakallah.
Kya baat hai, mashallah. And many of the brothers mentioned Friday. I think they were trying to use all the days of the week so that there's no day left. We will have to choose between one of the days. Subhanallah. Toh Monday kabhi kaha gaya tha. Behal, inshallah, zawajal, let's have a look at what is the correct answer. And the answer shall be displayed on your screens, dear viewers. Subhanallah. On the day of Thursday. Jinns were created on a Thursday, dear viewers, whereas angels were created on a Wednesday, Mohsab. Alhamdulillah. And Thursdays, the night preceding to Friday, Mohsab, Thursday nights are Mubarak nights in South Africa. In fact, throughout the globe, wherever the Uslami is, mashallah, every Thursdays, even on Wednesdays, mashallah, some places and many places on Thursdays, Mohsab, we have our Ijtima Zikrunats, mashallah, our Ijtima Sunnah inspired programs. At different marakis, different venues, different places. Wherever you are, if you have heard about it and you are thinking about still joining, Stop thinking. Go and join these programs, inshallah, Azzawajal, and see the blessings within a day of yours. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So here in South Africa, every Thursday after Salatul Maghrib, we have our weekly Sunnah-inspired program, and we hope that, inshallah, you will join us in our area called Affingham in Durban. And in various parts of South Africa, alhamdulillah, Mawasab, these ijtima'at of Da'wat Islami is conducted. It commences every Thursdays after Salatul Maghrib at some places and after Salatul Isha at many other places. Please do inquire from the Zamadaran and responsible brothers, inshallah, Zawajal. Alhamdulillah, Mu'asab, we say shukran to the brothers who given the calls, mashallah, and they mentioned with regards to jinn, Mu'asab, and one question I had asked earlier some time regarding jinns also. Do jinns eat, Mu'asab?
Yes, they do eat. The beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would say about the bones, leave these bones for your fellow jinn brothers, meaning two creations. So we as humans, and they are our fellow creations, subhanallah, the jinns.
Allah,
so
Allah,
the bones, they eat the bones, subhanallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So mashallah, Mu'asab, now at the end, we request Mu'asab to give us some motivational hadith, one or two, inshallah, just so that can we fast on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, Mu'asab? Any hadith which provokes a person, which will motivate him to say, okay, I want to fast. Because one hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, there are several ahadith, dear viewers. But we also look for motivation. We want to know from the hadith perspective, Mu'asab, that did the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promise Jannah for any person who fasts on these days? Or is this sawab and reward? Some people would like to know about what are the benefits of fasting on a Wednesday or a Thursday, or whether a person should just fast on maybe a Monday and leave the entire week because he can only afford a Monday. But if a person can fast on a Wednesday and Thursday or all 3 days, what's better for him, Mu'asab? What are the benefits?
Subhanallah. There are some certain group of days, as the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has extolled in many, the virtues of many of these group, making groups of days, subhanallah. Ayyam-e-Bid is 3 days a month, and then after that he mentions about Monday and Thursday, right? Then Wednesday and Thursday.
Achcha.
And then the group of 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, subhanallah, and then weekend.
And then weekend, subhanallah.
For those weekend warriors, we would like to do our things on weekend, so Saturday and Sunday, we can take that as example, inshallah. So there are many options out there, you know. It's only for us to take the initiative and just go and do it. Because the method is given, it's just for us to practice. It has been made so easy, subhanallah. Ad-deenu yusrun, deen is easy, subhanallah. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is mentioned in the riwayats that whoever fasted on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall make such a house for him in paradise that its exterior will be visible from the inside and its interior will be visible from outside. Subhanallah. So a transparent castle will be there, inshallah, for that person. House will be there for that person in Jannah.
And many, many, many more other blessings, which is beyond imagination, dear viewers of Madani Channel. So inshallah, Zawajal, just remember, if you're a son, you're a daughter, and you want to keep fast, but if your parents prevent their children from nafil fast for the fear of illness, then they should obey them. Yeah. Don't be stubborn and don't put your foot down with your parents. If you are small, listen to them, inshallah, Zawajallah. Also for Islamic sisters, a wife cannot keep a nafil fast without her husband's permission, Mu'asab. This is also very important. Then you refer to Darul Iftah al-Sunnat, inshallah, if you have any queries, any questions, inshallah, and get full detail. We have now come to the end, and we end on this beautiful couplet composed by Amir al-Sunnat. May Allah Azza wa Jalla accept this faryad. Maybe follow the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Teri sunnaton pe chal kar, meri rooh jab nikal kar, chale tum gale lagana, madani madine wale. Until next time, stay good, be good, and do good, dear viewers. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.